Well, we want to say we're thankful for 89 years the Lord's given Sister Nina. And it's hard for me to believe, but I can believe it because she's here. The Lord's blessed her to be here, and we thank the Lord for that and for her family. Thank you all. We appreciate your lives very much, too. I'd like to share a thought on fighting the good fight of faith this morning. I'd like to start in 1 Timothy the 6th chapter. In the 11th verse, he said, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things," speaking about the love of money, "and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." I was thinking about that last part there, professed a good profession before many witnesses. Apparently Timothy had a good life. The Lord had blessed him in his spiritual life, and he had a good profession. But he said to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. I was thinking about how that the way my perception of the scriptures is that God has a responsibility, has given us promises. He sent His Son. He's made things available. But we have a responsibility to do our part. God will definitely do His part. He's faithful in that. So my concern is me doing my part. And I want to look at to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold on eternal life. Faith is a big subject by itself. But to believe in God, to believe in His promises, to believe in what He has accomplished and what He has done. In Hebrews there it says, "He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So we want to have confidence. We want to have exercise. And sometimes it's a real exercise because there can be some contrary things that come against us, difficult things in life that we face. But we want to hold on to confidence and belief in God, that He is, that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, that He'll be there to give us strength, to give us guidance, to give us direction. When we come to God, Jesus taught us that too, that when you pray, believe, to have faith, to exercise. Sometimes it can be contrary to what we see around about us, but we want to have confidence that I can't dictate how the Lord's going to answer prayer. I can't tell Him what to do. I've tried. It don't usually work. But He will help us. He'll help us one way or another. One way or another. He'll be there to see us through. And we want to believe in Him and hold on to that faith. Jesus in Luke, the fourth chapter, when he was in his trials of temptation, Jesus fought the good fight of faith, didn't he? He laid hold on eternal life. But in Luke, I want to get a few points here. Luke, the fourth chapter, in the first verse, it says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." You know, that's quite a thought right there within itself. You know, sometimes when we're in the wilderness, we question, how did we get here? What am I doing here? But it said he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And I know there are sometimes temptations can be quick and passing. And other times it can almost be like a season of temptation, a season of being in the wilderness, a season of struggle. Just it seemed like almost like a long period of time that you're having to struggle or fight harder or and Job experienced that, didn't he? He had a season of difficulty that he went through. But it mentions being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." Now, we don't see the devil, and we probably wouldn't know there was a devil unless the Lord told us that there's a devil. We see the effects when we see the ruination of lives, and we can see the work of the devil in the world around about us, because he came to kill, he came to destroy and to harm, and he's an adversary. He's an adversary that comes against us. He's an unseen influence that's there to oppose and to hinder us and to tempt us into the wrong direction and the wrong course. And it said, the devil said unto him. You know, sometimes we just kind of think it's our own thoughts. We can just kind of think that it's just something that came to my mind. And not saying that it can't, but I'm saying that Satan has access to our minds also. The devil said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." So here the enemy tempted him. He brought thoughts to his mind. And the scripture tells us that Jesus didn't sin. He didn't yield to temptation. Those thoughts came to his mind. And I know sometimes people believe, well, you had a bad thought, that's a sin, you sinned. I don't agree with that, because Jesus said he did no sin. He had the thoughts come to his mind, but he resisted those thoughts. He resisted that temptation. He fought against it. He didn't allow it to take hold and become a part of his actions and part of his life. He resisted it. And the enemy will come to us and present thoughts to our minds as well. And it's always contrary. It leads us contrary. And though sometimes he appears as an angel of light, but he leads contrary. He's wanting to get us away from God. And he is an adversary for sure. In 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 8th verse, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." He said, be sober, be vigilant, be on our guard, because your adversary, the devil, will come walking, seeking to devour our spiritual life and seeking to devour us. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your world. Ephesians 6, he mentions, he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's a faith. It's the shield of faith. And Jesus presented that, but it's a faith in God, a confidence in God. It's a belief in Him, holding to Him, cleaving to Him. And it says it's able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I think of Satan's lies. Satan is a liar. He brings lies to us. It may be mixed with partial truth, but he brings lies to us to turn us in the wrong direction, to get us out of the wrong direction. That is what he does. That's an adversary. But it says resist steadfast in the faith. We've got to resist the enemy. And I was pondering this thought too in Ephesians, and I read the, you know, it talks about the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. All of those things are important for us in our fight of faith. But it did say above all, so one of the most important things is the shield of faith. Continuing to believe in God and trust in God. And I believe the Lord can help us. And there's another scripture. It says, hold fast your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. And Peter, he said, though if need be, you be in heaviness for a season through manifold temptations, we want to hold fast to our confidence and our trust in God that He'll bring us through. He'll help us through those times that feels like we're in the wilderness, like Jesus did. And I think about Job also and his trials and difficulties and all the things that came against him. It would be easy to deduct or to think that God doesn't love me, God doesn't care for me. Those are things that Satan would whisper to us and put in our mind. But we know that's not true because of the nature of God. In the scriptures that he's given us, it says God is love. Amen. So Satan will come and say, God doesn't love you. God doesn't care for you. God's not really concerned about you. That's a lie. That's something that we've got to resist and fight against and not receive it, not accept it, and not begin to act upon it. And they can be But in noticing those, it's like those are pretty much defensive things to fight against. And I feel challenged because I feel like many times I've been more defensive than I have offensive. We can be more on the defense instead of the offense. We need both. But he also said, take the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. That's an offensive weapon, which is the Word of God. And that's what Jesus did. He said, it is written in his temptations. He used the Word of God. He stood on the Word of God and he fought. And that's what we want to do. In our trials, in our battles, in our difficulties, we want to look to the Lord for a scripture. We want the Lord to give us, and I believe we need to pray that way, and we need to look that way, to give me a scripture. It's good to have the shield of faith. It's vital. I'm sure some of you have been through some spiritual beatings, spiritually, have been worked over, and the shield of faith helps, protects us from that. But there comes a time when we have to be offensive against the enemy of our soul and against the enemy of righteousness, and be able to stand on the Word of God and take the Word of God and use it. It said in Ephesians 6 there, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Also, another scripture, it talks about the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word is powerful. The Scriptures are powerful. They're life. And we want them in our hearts, in our minds. Another place he said, thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We want to memorize Scripture. We want it. And I believe when he talks about, you know, in Galatians there, he mentions about walking in the Spirit and walking in the flesh. If you walk in the flesh, you're gonna do the things of the flesh. But if you walk in the Spirit, you're gonna have power to be victorious, to overcome the power of the enemy. But I believe living in the Spirit is that the Word of God is alive in us, and being in tune with the Word of God and being in tune with God and seeking after Him, a heart praying after Him, being vigilant and sober, that's walking in the Spirit. When those elements are in us, and they'll help us, give us the victory in our spiritual life. They'll help us to fight the good fight of faith, to be able to come out on the winning side. We don't always have to get beat up. We don't always have to take it. We can turn on him. Use the scripture, use the verse, turn on the enemy. The devil couldn't stand against the Word of God as Jesus applied the scripture. And he can't. That's a thing that puts him to flight. So we want to use the Word of God, and we want to ask God to give us in our battles. Sometimes it's like, it's, you know, a battle in real life, it's just confusion, smoke, dust, chaos, confusion. Our spiritual battles are that way too. They're that way. Very confusing against the mind. I mean, assault after assault after assault. And we need a scripture to give us the direction, to give us, to help us to recognize what to do in our battle, how to fight in our battle. Paul, another place, he said, I don't fight as one that beats the air. I'm not fighting nothing. I'm not just wasting time and wasting energy. But when God gives us something, we can fight with it. When God gives us a scripture, when He gives us a song, there's power in that. And that one verse it talked about in Ephesians, it said, be strong in the Lord, but it said, in the power of His might. We don't have it within ourselves. We don't have it within our own ability. It's not our will. As we heard in Sunday school, we said, we make a choice, we make a decision, but God pours in to us and He gives us what we need to fight. And it's very powerful, it's very strong. Amen. And that's what we need. We need to call on the Lord for a verse, a scripture. Give us, Lord, means to be able to fight with. And I believe victory can come when we hear the scripture, when God inspires. And it may be a scripture through a song. It may be something that you and I can hold to and we can stand on and we can overcome all the powers of darkness, all the powers of the enemy, because it's the Word of God and it's the shield of faith. And we're using them. Lord, help us to fight the good fight of faith. And as I mentioned too about prayer, praying in the Spirit, praying and seeking God, leaning upon Him, looking to Him, that communion with Him throughout the day as we're going through our day. Lord, I need Your help. I gotta face this situation. Help me to know what to do. Help me to know. And you know when the Lord hears that and He sees that in us, you know He's going to pour out. He's going to pour out into our hearts and our minds. And it just, sometimes it boggles your mind that, you know, you didn't know what to do. And it's just like all of a sudden you see it. All of a sudden it's there. Yes, amen. That's the Lord. And the enemy can't prevail against that. And we want that. We want that. And God, because His weapons are mighty, they are powerful, casting down strongholds and imaginations. We are in a spiritual warfare, a spiritual battle. And I believe God wants us to be victorious. I know that. I'm confident. He paid a great price for us to be victorious. Yeah, I've had my beatings, but I'm still here. And by the Lord's help, I'm going to take less beatings. By the Lord's help, I'm going to take less beatings. You remember Giant Despair that took Christian into Doubting Castle? That is so, when I read that years ago, that is so real to me. He came down, Giant Despair. Christian could hear him coming down the stairs every day and then locking that door and coming in there and beating him to the point of almost death. He couldn't take his life. But the point was, his whole aim was to get Christian to commit spiritual suicide, to take his own life. And sometimes that's what the devil... I've had pressures in my mind, thoughts in my mind that were so forceful and so strong, it's just like, this is it. You're not getting past this. And the temptation comes, the thought is that, I'm not going to make this. It's very real. That's our adversary, seeking whom he may devour, fighting relentless. Sometimes it is relentless. But I want to encourage us today not to quit. I want to mention too, there's sometimes, I mentioned confusion earlier, but sometimes we don't always understand. All there is to know about the direction that God wants us to take, about what to do. And sometimes that can be very unsettling. But we don't want our lack of knowledge. The disciples, it's very clear, the disciples didn't understand everything. The early church didn't understand everything at the very beginning. The Lord was leading them, and it's like that with us. We don't always understand totally everything. But it's never a reason to give up God, to give up faith, because I don't understand. Maybe something that happened. Maybe some of the things that we face, it's never a good reason to give up. There's a scripture that said, then will they know if they continue on. If we hold fast to our faith, hold fast to a relationship with God, He can bring us into understanding later. He may not. He may or He may not. But I don't want to give up because I don't understand something quite like I should. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep fighting. There's a scripture in John. He said, my little children, I write unto you that ye sin not, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. You know, if we do fail the grace of God and we do come short of what He is calling us to do, I know from experience that that can be very, very discouraging. Very discouraging. But we want to ask the Lord. We want to seek the Lord. Why? What happened? What caused me to fail? I don't believe there's any problem with the plan. I believe victory is promised in our spiritual life. I believe sometimes the Lord lets us fail just to humble us. Said it suffered thee to hunger, that He might make thee to know that man doesn't live by bread alone. But if I go and I ask the Lord, why was this failure? And learn from our mistakes, learn from the things that that led up to our failure, that next time there could be a different outcome. But it's never a good reason to quit. Amen. I felt like quit. There's been many, many times I have felt like quitting. I'll have to raise my hand. Many, many times I didn't feel like coming to service. But we want to keep fighting. We want to hold on. And God does have victory. He does have victory for us. In closing, I just want to mention Paul's scripture in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. In the sixth verse, he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." We don't know when our departure is, do we? It's getting closer. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. That's what we're fighting for. Amen. That beautiful hope that we have. Someday we'll face our last battle, our last fight. If we give up, there's not much hope. If we give up God, we give up the Lord, and we walk another way and we just quit. Lord, help us. Help us to reach out to those that have quit. To those that one time used to be in the battle. Quite a few. Quite a number. But I'm thankful for this verse, and I pray that this would be all of our testimonies. I have fought a good fight. I have finished. Won't that be wonderful to finish? Brother Dwight finished his battle. Been a lot of them lately that's finished. That will be a wonderful time if we have kept the faith. We've kept our relationship with God, our experience with God. Very valuable. And another thing, if we quit, if we, what about our children and our grandchildren? Sometimes we think our life really doesn't matter all that much. It means, but there's an influence there that goes way beyond what we comprehend and what we know. I want to keep the faith. I want to be there for my grandchildren as they grow. I want to be able to pray with them, love them, take them fishing, tell them about the Lord, share the things that the Lord has done for me in my life. Let's keep the faith. Let's keep fighting. One of these days it will be the last battle. Then we can rest. Then we can go home and rest. Thank the Lord.